Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right, let's do it. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley. David Van Camp is out for a few days. There's Scott Robbins. Really sorry that David got suspended. More on that later. I'm joking. That's a joke.
I was going to say, don't say that because
it was planned.
If somebody walks out of their car now, they're going, hey, what happened to Van Camp? He got suspended for what?
I'm totally joking. Yep. It was planned. Totally planned. That doesn't mean we're not going to burn this thing to the ground in the next 3 days.
Oh, no. We got that and look forward to.
Yeah. We've been doing this all our lives.
Let's light it up, baby.
Part of a career.
I got the gas can.
Okay. We'll start here. We heard a lot from the Robert Herr classified documents case yesterday, and he's on Capitol Hill, and Republicans are ticked off saying, well, hey, just because the guy's old and senile, Biden, he did this on purpose, you still could charge him. And then Democrats were ticked off saying, how dare you bring his age into this?
Right.
Nobody was happy. We know that. One thing that I had not heard, and certainly I'm watching the coverage from, you know, Legacy News, how truthful would they be? No one reported that the White House tried to change parts of this report that made Biden look bad. That was interesting.
Did the White House try to weigh in with your investigation on elements of that report and, frankly, get the report changed?
They did request certain edits and changes to the draft report.
Huh. Hey, could you not say these, old and senile? Could you not do that?
See, Jim Jordan, I think, is great at these types of things. He knew what the answer was before he asked the question.
Of course.
He absolutely knew what was going on.
Those guys know that.
And that's what made that question great, because he had to say it because it's true.
Well, the one thing that did also not come out, at least from legacy media I saw, which was NBC, ABC, was that Biden got that $8 million for his book, and he was hanging on to classified documents and, you know, telling his ghostwriter a bunch of stuff he wasn't supposed to tell. He knew that answer, too, when he was asking her, you know, how much money was it?
Yeah.
And at first, if I remember, he said he didn't recall, and then it came back to him.
While he was still vice president.
Yeah.
There's the motive. Mr. Herr, how much did President Biden get paid for his book?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure if that information appears in the report.
Sure does. There's a dollar amount in there. You remember?
I don't. It may be $8 million.
$8 million. Joe Biden had 8 million reasons to break the rules.
Yeah.
Took classified information and shared it with the guy who was writing the book.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he did. He knew the rules, but he broke them for $8 million in a book advance.
Yeah, they didn't cover that part of the story. Another part, to me, which I honestly, and I mean this, I thought it was huge. If you're just trying to be honest and you're trying to tell people the truth. Okay, the part where the White House was incensed that Herr brought up his age and he couldn't remember things. And part of that was confused about the year his son died.
Yes.
And that is obviously a delicate topic. Okay. Well, Biden goes out in front of America the night this is released, you know, weeks back, and says he couldn't believe that he even brought it up. He was offended that he even brought it up. We find out that it was Biden that brought up his son. It wasn't Herr. And then they were trying to figure out when it was. Because if you look at the transcript, again, I mean, talked about this partly yesterday, saying, hey, that time where you were living at Chain Bridge Road and there were the documents, and he's trying to go through this, and Biden says, well, he says, I six times, don't know, I. This was what, 2017, 2018 in that area? Yes, sir. Said, remember, in this time frame, my son has either been deployed or is dying. And so it was, and by the way, there were still a lot of people at the time when I got out of the Senate that were encouraging me to run in this period, except the president, and he's going on there. And then Biden says, and so all this is happening, but what month did Bo die? Oh, God, May 30th. And someone else says 2015. That's the context. Okay, that's not told, because if you remember when Biden went out there.
There's even reference that I don't remember when my son died. How in the hell dare he raise that? Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, it wasn't any of their damn business.
Which again, I'll make the point, that never made any sense to me.
No, that's weird.
But to go out there and say, and he's asking me these questions. Because at first you're thinking, did this guy just say, so what year did your son die?
Yeah.
That's not how that went at all. It's just so dishonest, the way it's covered.
It's not some family secret.
Well, no, I mean, again, anybody could look it up.
Right, I know. I mean, it is, how dare he ask what year my son died? What?
But in the end, what can you come away with? I mean, this guy either should have been charged, or if Herr's point is, well, he is old and senile. I mean, the Democrats, there's no way to defend that. There just isn't.
Did you see?
They tried a number of different things.
The working title of that biography, by the way.
What is it?
You Know the Thing.
I like it. By the way, you have an update on TikTok, yes?
Yeah, the measure passed the House of Representatives 352 to 65, one abstention. Both Democrats and Republicans supported this measure, and that is to ban TikTok or give them 165 days to sell it to a non-hostile country, whether that's us or whether that's somebody else, but what's being described as a non-hostile country. And if they don't do that, then they're going to ban it. And now it goes to the Senate.
Okay.
Where it may or may not pass, I don't know.
So you saw the coverage of this.
Yes.
Of the possibility of banning TikTok.
Yes.
And TikTok saying, you know, to all of its users, you know, talk to your congresspeople. You got to go. And it's, you know, just regular people that are on TikTok. You know, it's all the green-haired people. It's, you know,
right.
Everybody, don't take TikTok away. It is a Chinese spy app. It is.
Well, it is, yeah. That's been proven, yes. Well, it's an congregates information about you.
Sure.
So, without your permission. So, therefore, the identifier as spying is certainly true.
Right. Yes. And Trump is saying, I don't think I'm for this. He was for it a few years ago, and now he's saying,
yeah.
Because Facebook, that's the enemy of the people. And then you have other people say, no, this is something we really do need to get rid of if they don't sell it. And I thought it was an interesting take from Sean Davis from The Federalist, and he put this out there on X. And it'll take a second, but I think it's
worth it too. Yeah.
Going through. Said, here's what's going on with the TikTok fight right now. Deep state toadies are taking advantage of anti-China sentiment to transfer TikTok's surveillance apparatus from China's evil surveillance state to the U.S. government's evil surveillance state.
Right.
TikTok isn't going to be banned because neither the Chinese Communist Party-run Chinese government nor the CCP-owned U.S. government wants to lose such a valuable tool for spying on Americans and poisoning the minds of their children. Instead, the corrupt U.S. intelligence bureaucracy wants control of TikTok, which is why it included the divestment mandate. Only a handful of U.S. companies are capable of buying and managing TikTok, and they already function as basically deep state surveillance. And you could make that argument, unless it was Elon Musk, that were to buy it. Said, if only. No, the people behind the Russian collusion hoax and the Kavanaugh hoax and the natural origin COVID hoax and the illegal warrantless spying and the forced transing of your children, they want to be the ones spying on you and stealing your data and poisoning the minds of your children. And then he says, now should a spying and subversion tool used by our communist enemies to destroy us be banned? Yes, obviously. For the same reason we would never have allowed the Soviet Union to infiltrate our homes with their own radios and TV sets during the Cold War. But that's not what's happening here. And then this is the point I thought was a pretty good point. Your government won't even shoot down a communist Chinese spy balloon or prevent the communist Chinese government from gobbling up your farmland or stop the communist Chinese government from stealing the products you make, dumping them into your market at below market prices and then driving you out of business. Heck, when the literal Chinese spy chief bought off the Biden family by funneling $1 million to Hunter Biden, DOJ didn't even bat an eyelash. There's no evidence anywhere that the regime that currently controls America has any interest in fighting off China's attempts to cripple our country economically, militarily, or diplomatically. But suddenly they want you to believe they're deeply concerned about TikTok. He said, I'm just not buying it.
No, that's a valid point.
It is a valid point.
I mean, it's a valid point.
That doesn't mean I think that they shouldn't go forward with this thing on TikTok. It's not that.
I'm concerned about the fallout. What do they do with this thing? You got 165 days to turn this around? That's not going to happen.
You never know.
You don't have a company like that that's going to turn it around, I don't think so, in 165 days.
Well, if you think of it this way, how fast did it take Elon Musk to buy Twitter?
Yeah, a while. I mean,
it could.
Yeah. It certainly could.
It could. We'll see what happens in the Senate. You know, keeping an eye on that. Something else I noticed, and Legacy Media is not going to cover this at all, and you may have already heard this story. So, from all of the January 6th committee interviews, one of the people that was interviewed was the driver of the Beast.
Yeah.
Okay, if you remember the story, and the star witness for the January 6th committee, young lady comes out there and says, well, she heard it from a friend, from another friend, that Trump tried to reach out and take control of the car and say, we're going to the Capitol, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then even tried to choke the guy.
Yeah, well, tried to jump into the front seat, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and Daily Wire was reporting on this, which I thought, you know, I'm glad that they do.
But the transcript of testimony from the Secret Service agent who drove Trump's armored vehicle that day contradicts her accusation. This interview, too, by the way, was attended by Cheney, but was not released to the American people.
Not released.
Here's a direct quote. I did not see Trump reach. He never grabbed the steering wheel. I didn't see him, you know, lunge to get into the front seat at all. The driver added that Trump did want to go to the Capitol, and he did notice Trump seemed irritated they weren't headed there, but said he wasn't angry.
Okay. Well, that paints a totally different picture.
Well, sure does.
And, you know, I remember saying to you, remember when Trump did that whole bit on this, talking about it? And at the time, I couldn't find it. I finally found it.
Oh, good.
It's such comedy when he was mocking it.
I wasn't sure if I should be honored because I felt very strong. And I had these two big, strong Secret Service guys. If one guy could lift 350 pounds, no problem. And I said, take me to the Capitol. No, sir, can't do it. So I grabbed the steering wheel, the commandant. And he rebuffed me, she said. He rebuffed. Interesting word. He rebuffed me, yeah, like this. He rebuffed me.
Isn't it just Trump at his best right here?
So my hands fell around another powerful guy, strong as hell. I know these people. These are very strong people. It's just not my deal. And I started to choke him. I felt, you know, when the story came out. Some people said, I never knew you were that strong physically. And then they said I started throwing food all over the White House. No, I have too much respect for the White House. But that somebody could sort of believe. You know that you could. But to think that I'm going to be jumping into the seat, grabbing a wheel, being rebuffed, grabbing this big, powerful guy, his neck is like this, and grabbing, I'm going to take him. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
It's just absolutely classic, man.
Good one to dig up. Yep.
Yes. All right. Much to get to. I can't believe these two guys had a conversation. Tucker Carlson and Chris Cuomo.
Whoa.
Yes, it was pretty fascinating. Get you updated on that and much more straight ahead.
Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Opening day is coming up, and there's a pretty big basketball tournament this month. It's a good time to check out Prize Picks.
It's the easiest way to play daily fantasy sports. You're just playing against numbers.
You pick 2 to 6 players, pick a stat projection, and choose more or less.
There are no sharks to worry about. All you do is pick more or less.
They also offer injury insurance, so you stay in play even if one of your players gets hurt.
Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy.
Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports.
You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 on college basketball, pro basketball, baseball, even esports if that's your thing.
Download the app today and use code MVCR for a first deposit match of up to $100.
That's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100.
Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley. David Van Camp out the rest of the week. Planned, by the way.
Yes.
He didn't get canned like Chris Cuomo or Tucker Carlson. This is planned. I can't believe, man. I saw this on my feed. I'm like, Tucker Carlson had an interview with Chris Cuomo?
I can't believe I missed this morning. Holy smokes, I didn't see this.
I saw it yesterday.
All right.
Okay, dude, this thing goes to like 2 hours.
Did you listen to all 2 hours?
Pretty close.
Wow, okay.
I was listening to it last night. I was doing other things, so it wasn't like I just sat there and listened to it. I mean, so I probably was zoned in and out of parts, but I thought it was really interesting. And, you know, Chris Cuomo called Tucker Carlson after he got fired and explained to him, even though Tucker was so brutal on him a lot, if you followed it at all, felt like I could relate to what happened to him. So they decide to do this sit down. Now, there are parts of it you can tell they don't agree on a lot of things, whether that's Russia, Ukraine, just different issues that I think, you know, people on the left and right, or, you know, some people might be moderate, whatever, would disagree on. And there are parts where they get to where I think one time, and we'll get to this later, where Cuomo says, you know, I'd just like to squeeze your head. Because Tucker had said, well, I didn't grow up in a mafia family, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, neither did I. Which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
But the way the whole thing started was them both saying, okay, this is a good thing that we're talking, because most people don't talk anymore. You just kind of take sides.
Right.
And why is that? And I want you just want to see what you think of this.
So why doesn't it happen? It does make you kind of wonder, maybe there are forces trying to prevent those conversations, and what's the motive there?
I call it the game. You and I have been in the game for a long time. And whether you like it or not, whether you mean it or not, you wind up playing the game. You can, especially with the platform that you had, you wind up essentially picking sides. And you wind up having agendas either that present themselves to you or are foisted upon you. But either way, you wind up in the same place. And in doing that, it becomes habit. It's what people are celebrating around you. It's what you see around you. People start to come after you. Now you have a natural enemy. These people, I'm resistant to them because they're attacking what I'm saying, and they're getting it wrong or they're getting it right, and I still don't like it. That's the culture, and that's what the media enforces. We are not supposed to be doing this.
Do you agree with that, Scott?
To a certain extent, yeah. But there's still a smarmy sort of tone to the guy. Oh. That we're not being completely honest. We're just choosing sides. And we're just saying things we don't necessarily believe to appease our audience.
Or there are things you may feel that you're not going to say because right. You don't want to tick
off your audience. Right, you're taking sides, yeah.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Right.
I mean, through the interview, I would say this. Say I have a little more respect for Chris Cuomo. He's not my favorite person, you know. But at least I respected him for doing what he did and sitting down. I think both those guys have changed a lot in some ways.
I think there's a humbling effect, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Okay, I'll ask you, and we'll get to more of that a little bit later. Biggest story today, if there's one for you, Scott.
Gosh, I don't know. I would imagine it's the TikTok thing. That seems to be everywhere. That was a top story everywhere this morning, anyway. The hysteria over TikTok being banned.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, in the news cycle, I mean, what you or I perceive as most important for the country may be one thing, mm-hmm. but TikTok affects a whole lot of people.
And yeah,
there
it does.
Are people definitely interested in that story. So, yeah.
And it's going to go to the Senate, and we'll see what happens there. And the president will either sign it or not.
But indications now he would, but we'll see. Yeah. We'll see if that really happens. Also, Dr. Phil jumping into the fray with strong opinions.
Yeah.
And a round of What's Your Story? Straight ahead right here. Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp. He's out this week, or the rest of the week. He'll be back on Monday. There's Scott Robbins. Okay, got a round of What's Your Story coming up in just a few. You know, if you were to sum it up, I guess, the Robert Hurt testimony yesterday about the Biden classified documents case, the Democrats, they're ready to move on from this.
Well, sure they are.
Nothing to see here, okay? Right. Nothing, okay?
Yeah.
You know, just be done with it. Okay, and it was unfair that he called him old. Know that, but outside of that,
the White House is declaring this case closed. Republicans are still pushing for the audio of Biden's interview, but the White House tells us that isn't necessary.
Can you imagine if that audio got released?
From
reading the transcript?
I wish it would.
Dude.
It won't be, but I wish it would.
There's 37 I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
26, I think, I don't recall. And then when he did remember, there were lies.
But again,
the takeaway from her is, you know, it's well-meaning.
I know.
Old guy, senile, can't remember. Jury wouldn't convict.
The thing I thought was, and again, this is so typical of what they're going to try. They don't try to suppress this. And why would they? Well, because it makes their guy look like an addle-pated old man, which is what he is.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he is. And they want to hide that from you, and they want you to think he's full of vim and vigor and blah, blah, blah. And, you know,
behind closed doors.
Yeah, the strength of 10 men and all this garbage that we hear. The thing that surprised me a little bit was the fact that Republicans are like, hey, well, you should have charged him. That just because he's an old man doesn't mean, you know, you can't charge him. I'm thinking to myself, hey, man, let him have this. Let's focus in on the fact he's an old man and shouldn't be charged.
Yeah.
I mean, I get what they're doing. They're saying, hey, if anybody now can just go, well, I'm an old man, can't be held responsible for my crimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But all that being said, this is the exact thing you need. You need this. You need people to know the truth, that he's an old man. He's dementia riddled and shuffling and babbling and, you know, making car noises. I mean, this is the guy.
Vroom,
right?
Vroom.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's funny.
This is him.
This was Peter Ducey from Fox reporting on Biden, you know, getting the nomination, basically, now.
And it just got way harder to swap Joe Biden out as the top of the Democratic ticket, because even though about half of Americans don't think he's going to make it to November, according to a recent Monmouth poll, he now has the delegates to be the Democratic nominee. And he's saying in a statement, in part, he thinks that freedom and democracy are at risk here at home in a way they have not been since the Civil War.
Is there an American that believes that?
Well, yeah, there are some, but they believe it anyway, so whether he says it or not. But no, you're right. I mean, that's this that crazy stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. By the way, side note, you and I haven't even talked about this, I don't think. Did you see any of the clips of Robert De Niro talking with Bill Maher?
Oh, yeah.
Saying, Trump, he's going to come after me. Yeah. You won't have this show. if he's president again.
Yeah, he's going to take half of America and lock him up. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He's insane.
Does he believe that?
These people have been mentally crippled by Donald Trump forever.
It seems to be
this
true.
This is a real thing. I mean, guys like him and Oberman, and the list goes on and on. But they wake up in the morning thinking about him. They go to lunch thinking about him. They go to bed at night thinking about him. They dream about him. They can't let him go at all, period.
But would you believe, say, 15 years ago, that Robert De Niro would be capable of completely losing touch with reality like that?
No, I wouldn't have said that, no.
Me neither.
No, even though they went through the Bushes, you know, George Bush and George Bush Jr. and Senior and all that. I mean, they didn't like him.
This is a different
thing. This is a whole nother level of derangement. I mean, it's really something.
It's crazy. Another conversation I happened to hear quite a bit of yesterday was between Dr. Jordan Peterson, and Dr. Phil.
Oh, yeah. A couple of docs going at it, huh?
Well, they were talking about, you know, psychiatry, psychology, where we are in the world. And you may have noticed this over the last month or so. Dr. Phil has put himself into the fray. He feels like, okay, we need common sense people to start speaking up because we're losing society.
Yep.
And he gets into what he saw on college campuses, which he couldn't believe. But there's a lead into that. Here you go.
You know, you got to take a position. And I'm willing to take a position. And I think people find that both threatening and refreshing. I think it covers the gambit.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I get a lot of hate mail. I've had death threats. I've, you know, all that. I took a strong position on Hamas and Israel. I was sickened to see students on campuses around the United States, elite campuses, out rallying for what I consider to be assassins and murderers.
Just time out for a second. Still, when you step back and look at what happened this past fall on college campuses, you don't use the word shocking that much unless you're mocking something.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of shocking.
Yeah.
How deranged that was. Holy smokes, it's true.
It's like we're not teaching critical thinking here. How is it? I'm hearing rhetoric that I haven't heard since I had read translated transcripts of the Hitler Youth Movement on American campuses. How is this possible? And nobody was saying anything about it, so I started saying something about it. And boy, did that heat things up.
Yeah, it did for him. That guy doesn't need another dollar. That's not the motivation.
No.
I think that's probably genuine.
Well, I think he probably decreases his popularity by taking a stand like that.
Yes.
I mean, I do. I think the people that are already with him are with him, but those that are sitting there going, hey, he's okay, now they really hate him.
I don't know, man. Okay. There are people that are deranged. You're not going to do anything about those
right.
people. But you and I and David, too, have talked about people we know. If they only get their news one or two places, you get brainwashed after a while what's really going on. Truly believe that. Those people, and if they watch Dr. Phil for a certain number of years, and they see, say, what was going on college campuses, going, man, that doesn't seem right to me. What am I missing? I think all of us at some point in time, at one point or another over the last 4 years, have thought, am I losing it? This doesn't make any sense. So when you do have a dude like Dr. Phil that means something to a lot of people, say, yeah, this is crazy. I got to say something here. I think it does hold some weight.
Well, it's interesting that you have all these free-thinking, free college campuses out there that are now being controlled by fascists. They railed yes. against fascists.
Yep.
That was the whole idea of counterculture, right?
That's what you thought.
I mean, now you all of a sudden, they are the fascists. I mean, it's really bizarre, man.
Yeah, I'm glad he's doing what he's doing.
Me too.
Yeah. All right, you know what? It's that time. Do it every day around this time. May not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. Scotty, today, what's your story?
Well, it appears to me Neil Young, who headlined the Freedom of Speech Tour in 2006, no longer cherishes dissent. He proved in 2022 when he declared war on Joe Rogan for his coronavirus views, if you remember.
Oh, that's right.
He tried to rally a movement to push Rogan off the streaming platform.
at the time, dude, I remember talking about this like for a few days. Neil Young says he's polling Spotify. If
and
they
he
don't
did.
I know, but it's like, who cares?
The 78-year-old creaky Neil Young pulled all his creaky music off Spotify. Now, listen, there's some Neil Young stuff I like. I'll be honest with you. But Neil Young is back on Spotify.
Of course.
So he pulled his music, and because he was spreading dangerous misinformation, now he says, hey, if people want to enjoy my music, I don't have a choice. Everyone's spreading dangerous misinformation now. So I have to just go, okay, but I want people to enjoy my music. No, you want the royalty money, jackass. Just knock it off.
Did he really say that?
Yeah.
What's the quote?
The quote is, he's decided to pull his music on the way back, that he is bringing his music back onto the platform because everybody is involved with misinformation. So he can't take it elsewhere.
Everybody's involved.
So if I want
so
people
it's not
to
like all of a sudden
right.
he knows
right.
now ivermectin's not.
No.
Horse dewormer.
He's never going to admit that, whether he believes it or not. And Joe Rogan is right where he was, by the way. They weren't going to kick him off. That's what he was trying. That's the power play he was pushing.
Ivermectin is horse dewormer.
I ain't injecting ivermectin. at any rate, that's what he said. And now he's back on the streaming platform, and the royalty money is coming back to Neil Young. Thank you very much.
Okay. If you remind me later on, I want to go back to the coverage of that. Because I remember NBC doing a whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
About how, yeah, Rogan, this is misinformation. And now Neil Young, and I think it was, old housewife Howard Stern.
Yeah.
You know, getting all cranky about Joe Rogan and misinformation and ivermectin and all that stuff.
They loved them some vaccines.
Oh, boy.
But the thing is, I mean, who's the last man standing?
Joe Rogan. Yes.
And it wasn't that Joe Rogan wasn't telling people not to take the vaccine. He was just saying, hey, here's an alternative look at this.
Well, remember when he first said, you know, healthy young people, I don't know how it makes sense.
Right.
People lost their minds.
Oh, yeah.
Who turned out to be right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody's apologized, by the way.
No, they won't. It's disgusting. I'll get to my story. You know what? It was the story we didn't have time for earlier. I'll just do this. Johnsonville just recalled 35,000 pounds of sausage.
Oh, no.
You know why?
No.
You like that Johnsonville sausage.
I do.
It's really tasty.
I love Johnsonville sausage.
Would you mind if there's, little rubber pieces mixed in with it?
Rubber pieces?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would mind.
Okay.
It's hard to digest rubber pieces.
The Polish turkey sausage is what had it, so I don't think you have to worry. You're not...
I'm not really privy to the Polish turkey sausage, no.
Do you like any turkey sausage?
I do like some turkey
really?
Sausage. Well, sure.
It's pretty good.
I don't even notice the difference all that much. I realize I'm not a connoisseur of sausage, but I don't.
The potentially rubber-filled meat was shipped out to stores nationwide, so it doesn't matter where you bought it. It'd be number P-32009 on the label.
Oh, wow.
Best buy dates are May 17th and May 18th. And if you have that package, you can take it back to where you got it.
You
got
to ask for that extra at the restaurant. I'd like some rubber pieces in there, please.
Yeah, it's just good. Helps me bounce back.
Well, it's... Yeah.
Okay.
It's like eating a flannel shirt or something. Yeah, it's fantastic. A lot of roughage there, yes.
All right. A lot going on. Oh, and the TikTok update. Some people are already losing it. That much more straight ahead.
Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Making plans for your finances is important.
And that includes planning for how your family would get by if something were to happen to you.
Make life insurance part of your financial planning this year. Start shopping now with Policy Genius to find the right policy to protect your family.
Getting life insurance today means you'll have peace of mind so that if something happens to you, your family can cover expenses.
Policy Genius makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price.
You can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million worth of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams.
They work for you, not the insurance companies.
That means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance.
Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius.
Head to PolicyGenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save.
That's PolicyGenius.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, the Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, Scott Robbins, David Van Camp is out for the rest of the week. Talked about this many times, rising costs, concerns about the economy. Running a business right now is the hardest it's been in a long time, but you can simplify the nuts and bolts like closing the books with NetSuite by Oracle.
Everything you need to grow your business all there in one place. You get a customized solution to all of your performance indicators.
And it's all in one efficient system, letting you manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Because when you have it all together, it just makes it easier to make good decisions for the future.
And right now, NetSuite has an unprecedented offer to make it happen. Download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist. This is designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/MVR.
Again, that's netsuite.com/MVR to get your own KPI checklist. Okay, so you mentioned that the House has passed it along, banning TikTok.
Ban it.
If they don't sell it.
Yeah, they got 165 days to sell it.
To a, what, non-Chinese owned group.
Right, how do they say this?
Hostile.
Non-hostile, yeah, government, including our own, of course.
Some people are very upset by this.
Yeah.
And then you'll get the stories about, you know, some businesses, they run off of TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, people that have, you know, so many followers and they're making money off of this. It is a Chinese spy app.
Well, the thing,
but I understand the hypocrisy
right.
Also.
The thing I'll miss most is libs of TikTok.
I was wondering about that. And yeah. I thought to myself, like, as an example, libs of TikTok today, because they're covering stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like this lady at Planet Fitness that's speaking out about a dude in the women's bathroom. Had you seen this?
No. But I love your descriptor.
What a dude.
I mean, I like the fact that somebody's speaking out here, so.
Yes, yeah, so this woman, she's a member at Planet Fitness, says she went to the bathroom, and there's a dude that's claiming to be a woman, but shaving.
Oh, God. All right.
Your reactions are what killed me to this stuff. Okay, so then she has another story. Numerous non-white inmates in New Jersey database listed as white.
I saw this.
You did?
Yeah.
I hadn't seen it.
They're not white.
No, they are not.
They're not white.
I'm looking at the mugshots. No, I mean, no, that's not blackface. Those are non-white people.
No, they're not white. They're all dudes. They're not white. None of them.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from.
Following that story, it's really weird. It's inmates consisted of violent offenders charged with robbery, sexual assault, theft, and battery. And they're listed as white, but they're not white. And then Libs of TikTok had the story of, what is it, Danny Lalonders, a non-binary game developer hired by Cliffhanger Games to create a game based on Black Panther, said she doesn't hire white people because they're unsafe and hard to work with.
Yeah.
And only hires people of color.
Isn't that against the law?
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes. And then an update on England banning the use of puberty blockers in gender clinics.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. I notice our legacy media didn't pick that story up at all. Doesn't that seem like a big deal?
I'm a little surprised, actually, but I'm pleasantly surprised.
Oh, that this is happening.
Yeah.
You're not pleasantly surprised that our legacy media didn't pick up the story.
Oh, no, God.
Well,
they're
not
going to, no.
No. I don't think so either. You know, one thing I mentioned earlier was the interview that happened between Tucker Carlson and Chris Cuomo.
Yeah.
Surprised a lot of people.
Yeah.
They never liked each other, and Tucker was brutal on him. Would you believe if I told you that Chris Cuomo didn't see it coming, him getting fired? With everything that was going on, we had bets on it. He was talking about his therapist and talking to him at the time. And his therapist says, really? You didn't see this coming? Which I thought was really interesting. We'll have to get to more of this later. But
he was like, what do you mean you didn't see this coming? The media was all over your brother. They wanted him to go down. They wanted you to go down. They hated what was happening during the pandemic.
Oh, yes. I mean, and then it all came out. You were covering for him. Yeah. It's astounding, man. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp out for the rest of the week. Scott Robbins here together. We're going to tear it down.
Woo! Mm-hmm.
We'll keep it together. It'll be all right.
Well, I got the gas can just in case.
Okay.
I'm ready to burn it down. Let's do it.
Have some fun here.
All right.
If you didn't know from all of the reporting yesterday, that classified documents case with Biden, Joe was completely exonerated. The left would have you believe that.
Jeez, man.
They just kept at it.
That Jayapal, man.
Jayapal, Captain Nads,
yeah,
Jerry
Nadler.
Yeah, Nads
did it too, yeah.
Yeah, the Nads.
The very report represents the complete and total exoneration of President Biden.
Did you reach a conclusion that this man was outright innocent?
That conclusion is not reflected in my report, sir. The word exoneration does not appear anywhere in my report.
No.
But they just kept going after it. Again, they were mad that in the report they said, well, we couldn't put this guy on trial because he's too old and decrepit and he's well-meaning. But a jury's probably not going to convict. That was the excuse. So the Republicans are mad at that. And then Democrats are mad that he called him old and said, you brought up these things about his memory. That's mean. It's not nice. And he was completely exonerated. And finally, yeah, when Jayapal went after
God.
That, she's like, he's like, hold on a second. Need to know. And then she's like, my time.
Oh, she just kept going. Yeah.
So what, you just get to lie?
Yeah.
Is that the whole deal?
So this lengthy, expensive, and independent investigation resulted in a complete exoneration of President Joe Biden.
I need to go back and make sure that I take note of a word that you used, exoneration. That
Mr.
is not a word
Kerr,
that
I'm going to continue with
That's
my
not
questions.
Part of my task as a
I'm going to continue with my questions. I know that,
that
the term
that I ultimately reached
I know that
whether
the term,
sufficient evidence existed such that the likely outcome
you exonerated
a conviction.
I know that the term willful retention has a Mr. Hurd, it's my time. Thank you.
You know, I seriously, man, I hear this, and I look at this Hurd guy, right? I don't know this guy, special counsel. I don't know anything about him. I know he's a bright guy.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get there unless you're a bright guy.
Most
you know,
of the
you
time,
can agree or disagree with the special counsel, but they're not idiots, right? You're actually conversing with morons. And you got to keep your composure and temper.
This is true.
But you're having these conversations with these mouth breathers, and you're just, seriously, man, Jayapal? And she knows she's wrong, and I guess you think if you just keep talking and you talk louder,
yes,
that somehow people are going to think you're right. You look like a jackass. You were overmatched. You came with something you wanted him to say that he wasn't going to say.
Or you thought you could just say it and it was going to fly by and he wasn't going to call you on it to correct you.
And by the way, for his part, and again, I don't know the guy, don't care to know him, don't know anything about him. He waited until she was done with her diatribe before he went and interjected, like, hey, wait a minute.
Before you go on here.
Yeah, I got to clear something up here. And then that's when she attacked again.
Yes.
Golly, man.
Yeah. You know, the other thing.
Weak people. Just weak.
I don't want to take everything you said and try to dispute it. But there is one thing that I think I could convince you of.
What's that?
When you said, hey, he's a bright guy. I mean, you don't get there without being. And I, listen, man, through most of my life, I would 100% agree. And in this case, I agree. He seems like a smart guy, whether you like him or not. Okay. But it used to be, if you did get to that level where, say, you were going to be going after a former president and presenting a case that you couldn't get there unless, I mean, you had it all together. And then we had Nathan Wade and Vonnie Willis.
Well, that wasn't special counsel, though. That
was not.
Yeah, no, I know. Right.
But she appointed that guy who had no experience in RICO cases or anything to that level as the guy that was going to take down the former president.
No.
And then you see them.
Complete dopes. Yeah.
I mean, when the spotlight was shined on that entire thing, I mean, there was a massive meltdown.
Yeah. And again, they don't think that this is ever going to happen to them.
No.
They just thought, again, they were going to call Trump this. They were going to say this about Trump. And they're just going to get by with it because everybody has.
Yes. So switch gears to this. We've heard a lot of different predictions of what could happen this year with possibly another pandemic. Or is COVID going to come back? Are we going to reinstitute masks and social distancing and all this stuff? And every time I think there's no way people are going to go for this again.
Right.
Whatever it might be in 2024. Because there are enough people that went along for a little while. And then we're like, hold on a second. What are we doing here from 4 years ago? Because what was it? 4 years ago yesterday is when the World Health Organization declared it a world pandemic. Okay. As Dr. Phil is talking with Jordan Peterson in a long interview, he goes back to the pandemic because he is seeing, and we knew this was going to happen, it was predicted, a mental health crisis with youth. And now here we are. 4 years later, and you're seeing it more and more in a number of different ways. But the way he lays this out, it seems to me this is something you don't want people to forget. And really, after we got to 2021, when we could have really opened up all over the place, especially with schools, there were a certain group of people that didn't want that to happen. And we should not forget that.
We do have a generation that is experiencing a mental, emotional crisis with the highest levels of anxiety, depression, and loneliness since records have been kept. And the agencies that keep those records, the CDC and the Department of Education and others, are the very ones that shut the schools down. They shut the schools down. And as I said early in our conversation, I was fine with that for a couple of weeks, but then it turns into months, and then it turns into a year, and in some cases it turned into 2 years with remote learning that they knew did not work, particularly with low socioeconomic and inner-city populations who didn't have good Wi-Fi connections, didn't have parents there to help them along the way.
You remember talking about this at the time?
Oh, yeah.
Who is this going to affect the most?
Right.
Honestly, I get ticked off when I think of different ways my kids were affected. What got taken away from them at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, compared to others, they're doing great. You know, it's not like I hear griping and moaning, I missed out on this, this, or this. I mean, they moved on a long time ago. But when I think back to what it was like at that time and what the people in charge knew and what we could have done, yeah, I still get angry about it. I will never forget my kid playing in a high school golf match where the heat index was over 100 degrees, wearing a mask outside. It was the most insane thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I mean, I've shared with you the story of my granddaughter in the band.
Yes.
These kids are playing instruments with little slits cut in their masks so they can... I mean,
it's nonsensical.
I walk into this thing, and it is. It's like a bad movie you're seeing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and 100 degrees on a golf course. On a golf course!
Outside!
Yes!
You're not within 10 yards of the other players. Anyway.
Yeah, you're not playing man-to-man when you're on the golf course. No, you're not bodying somebody.
Full contact golf.
Yeah, right.
Dr. Phil goes on.
And when they shut the schools down for that long, they did that knowing these kids were in a mental and emotional crisis, and they knew that those schools were a lifeline to those kids, that they needed that for emotional development. They needed it for educational achievement. They needed it so they had social development, and they shut it down anyway.
The people they claim to care so much about.
Right.
Ugh.
They also knew that the mandated reporters, the teachers, the counselors, the cafeteria workers and bus drivers and coaches were at the schools. And those were the ones who had their eyes on these children and could report if they saw signs that the child was being molested or the child was being abused in the home. They shut all of that down. And when they did, those referrals dropped 40 to 50% in some major markets. And these kids were sent home behind closed doors, locked up with the very abusers. It's not that the abuse went down 40 or 50%. It probably went up because of the frustration of being locked up at home behind those doors.
It just angers you to think about it. And then with Biden out there, State of the Union, I want to give more money to the teachers' unions. We need to do that. Oh, it's sickening.
Well, the teachers' unions and the president of the teachers' union, who went out of her idiotic way to make damn sure that the schools would never open. I mean,
infiltration system redone.
Well, yeah, which, by the way, how many infiltration systems actually went into schools?
Absolute joke. And people shouldn't forget that when they're voting this year.
Bad people, man. She's a bad person.
Yeah. But I'm going to lighten it up here.
All right.
See if this works on you.
I'm still pissed at her, by the way. So
you should be. Yeah. Everybody should be. This was from a new study in the Journal of Hospitality Management. Do you know if a waiter or waitress, especially a waitress, puts a smiley face on the receipt, you're more likely to tip more?
I can see that.
So when you see the smiley face, you're like, yeah, that's
nice. Nice people, yeah.
Isn't that amazing? That little gesture.
Yeah.
The service could be somewhat crappy, but a little smiley there. And you're like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, wishing me a good day or whatever.
Instead of 20%, I'll give 25.
Right, exactly.
Or if you're Robbins, instead of 8%, I'll go up to 13. Right?
Something. Hey, I'm a good tipper.
Okay. Just checking. I mean, that's been debated
in
the past.
I know. Well, it depends on the service, but if I get bad service, I mean.
You could go 8. You could go lower than 8.
A smiley face might just get me to 8.
It was really crappy, and you're thinking right. 3 if nothing.
Yeah.
At what point is it just an insult? 3%? Is that better than nothing, or is it worse?
Like a $40 bill leaving a dollar.
You'd rather not leave anything, correct?
Or 50-cent piece or something stupid like that, just to make a statement, make a point.
Yeah, because if you left nothing, at least the person could say, well, maybe they forgot.
Yeah,
they didn't stiff me, right? But if you leave a dollar,
then they know damn good and well, yeah.
All right. Oh, you know what we got to get to? Our no BS election update. And a news update, all coming up right here.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
All right, the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley. David Van Camp out the rest of the week. Planned. Not fired. Planned.
No. Yeah. It's planned.
Not suspended.
No.
Planned. There's Scott Robbins.
Yep.
You know what it's time for. Let's do it.
It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know without all the crap.
I'm about to do an research.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, an update, Scott, on Joe Biden and his candidacy.
Well, everybody was anticipating a big bump from the State of the Union speech because of the fiery Joe Biden.
Well, I mean, Democrats were thrilled.
He showed people something tonight that he's ready.
Yes, exactly. He's the guy.
And by the way, if I had a nickel for everybody who said, how jacked up was this guy on what, I would be a millionaire right now. I have no evidence of that other than just with the eyeball test, right?
Well, a lot of people said they overdosed him.
No, well, yeah. Biden has seen no State of the Union poll bump.
What?
In fact, today's updated approval ratings average is near an all-time low for Joe. That's interesting because I think the anticipation was that it would go up. So I guess you mean shouting uncontrollably and mocking voter concerns is not the greatest speech ever after all.
That's the hope. You know, sometimes I think of it this way. See if you can follow my train of thought. That, and we'll talk a lot about legacy media and the influence. The influence is usually with older Americans.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what age that would be, 40 plus, 45, 50 plus, whatever. Not so much younger. I mean, does anybody under the age of 45 care what George Stephanopoulos says about anything?
No, but the
or Lester Holt?
The 45 plus makes up a large section of the voting bloc.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yes. But at some point in time, people are looking and seeing what's going on around them. And the trusted media, we know this from polling, is, I mean, going down the tubes rapidly, more every year. So maybe we're in a new time where you just can't lie to people all the time without them saying, okay, this is a bunch of crap. They see what's going on. He's not going to get a bump from that speech because that speech was filled with lies.
They live in this world we live in. They go to the stores, they get the gas. They buy things,
yes.
Try to buy things. I mean, they live in that world. They're not the wine-swilling suburbanites locked in their gated communities.
True.
You know, they're not.
Another part of the election update. And I don't think this will have any bearing on a whole lot, but it's interesting. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has yet to decide on his running mate, that independent presidential bid. But he does have two people in mind.
Really?
Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback.
What?
Yes. And retired professional wrestler Jesse Ventura.
Well, Jesse Ventura does have a background in politics.
Governor of Minnesota.
Yeah.
From, what, 99 to 2003?
Mm-hmm.
According to a, quote, source for this story, Kennedy has been speaking pretty continuously to Aaron Rodgers over the past month. And the website KennedyRodgers.com was registered last week through GoDaddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course,
he's quarterback for the Jets this fall.
Complete smoked. Well, maybe. Maybe he's going to retire. Maybe that's it.
Or maybe it's just you mentioned this, and all of a sudden, jamokes like you and I, Scott, are talking about Aaron Rodgers and, more importantly, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Everything's a chess game, man. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how we would have the time to do any of that, being the quarterback. Seems crazy to me. It was almost like that rumor for a while. You may have still been in the hospital with your heart attacks that Kid Rock was going to run for Senate.
Yeah, I remember that. I do remember that.
And people were starting to buy in. Yeah. And Ted Nugent, in an interview, is like, I know Bob. It's his real name. He's not running for Senate. Right. We were like, oh, man, it would have been cool if he did.
Although there is some synergy there with Rogers and Kennedy with the vaccine thing.
That is true.
Yeah, so.
No, I don't think anything is going to really happen there with those two. But it's interesting to talk about. Yeah. And Jesse Ventura, who knows? But it's getting attention. And I suppose this will be another opportunity for the MSNBCs of the world to talk about how Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has to get out of this race.
Jesse Ventura.
For the sake of democracy, or Donald Trump is going to win.
Win, right. Jesse Ventura may wear the feathered boa. Now it's come back into fashion again for men to wear their feathered boas.
Yeah, I don't think he meant it the way.
No, I know.
People are wearing the feathered boas.
He's a very forward-thinking guy, you know, so I don't know. He sets trends, brother.
Well, people talk about wrestlers of the past. Would The Rock run for president? Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have one as a president at some point in time. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. All right, biggest story today, Scott. Since David's not here, you from your vast news background.
Yeah, right. My vast news background. Well, what it tells me is just, again, based on what I'm hearing all over the place today, it's the TikTok ban that's taking place because it affects so many people.
Well, it's not taking place yet.
The Congress has
moved on to the Senate.
What the Senate does with it, I haven't read the tea leaves yet, but it appears it's got some momentum and could end up on the desk of Joe.
Man,
whether to sign
wild.
It or not sign it. And I suspect he probably will.
It's going to be a lot of weeping and wailing about that the coming weeks. Something else you got to get an update on. Okay, there's no possible way we're going to give more money to Iran, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait a second. Here we go. Coming up. All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Jamie Markley. David Van Camp is out for the rest of the week, back on Monday. There's Scott Robbins looking around for any updates. Happy to see a post from Hot Air, David Strom. We're giving billions more to Iran?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, how about that?
So you saw this?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. As Strom writes, and we know, Iran sponsors Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis.
Mm-hmm.
And all those militias that have been attacking U.S. troops in the Middle East. Iran's slogan is death to America.
Yep.
And what are we doing? The report is the Biden administration is poised to issue a fresh sanctions waiver for Iran that will grant the country access to upwards of $10 billion in frozen assets, providing them with a financial lifeline as it foments terrorism across the Middle East. What are we doing? Is this still like the policy with all of these people?
Yes.
The whole staff? With the Secretary of State?
Well, apparently, yeah. I mean, Biden.
With Blinken?
Biden
and
found
Jake
out.
Sullivan? It's the same thing.
Right.
Well, if we're just nice to them, maybe they'll stop being so mean. It doesn't work.
We've tried this. A million times we've tried this.
I've said it a million times. You're not an expert in foreign affairs. Neither am I. But this is, it's just plain common sense, man.
Unless you come to the conclusion that all the, whatever we're doing isn't working.
This hasn't worked.
No.
And I suppose we're going to get the song and dance again. Hey, that money.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Is only going to be for aid for people.
Right.
Do you remember the last time that happened?
Mm-hmm.
And then the leader of Iran is interviewed about it. It's our bleeping money. We can use it however we want.
Right.
Now to think, well, if we give them the $10 billion, okay, that doesn't mean that they're going to be able to supply weapons and support Hamas and the Houthis and Hezbollah. Like, you can't just take from one account and put it into another. I don't understand that. Holy cow. As Strom wrote, the left's obsession with propping up Iran's regime began during the Obama administration. I remember at the time going, "How? What are we doing?"
Right.
Shipped pallets of cash to Iran in exchange for what?
I don't know.
So what he writes. Well, hostages. We want to get those people home. Oh, okay. And said, what did stop during the Trump administration is the coddling of Iran. And the brief period of time when Trump was president and American influence in the Middle East was truly something. He brought together a coalition of Sunni Muslim states, convinced them to make peace, and created an Arab-Israeli axis of opposition to Iran. Said it was, by any measure, a masterstroke of diplomacy. He'll never get the credit for that.
No.
From Legacy Media.
The credit for anything.
Wow.
No, this is a not, I mean, again, this stuff is done and you don't know about it. Nobody knows about it. It's tucked in somewhere. And then, you know, it gets exposed to a website and that's the furthest it'll go. I mean, I'm convinced nobody's going to pick this story up. No national news is going to pick it up.
No.
They won't. They'll blow right by it. They don't care.
Man, oh, man. Okay. On a lighter note, oh, I mentioned this earlier. We had a clip. Didn't have much time for it. But Tucker Carlson and Chris Cuomo sat down together for an interview that lasts like 2 hours.
Which is amazing.
It is. Apparently, the story was after Tucker got fired from Fox, Chris Cuomo called him. And he called him because he felt like, hey, I know what that's like. Even though, you know, in his words, Tucker, you were mean to me.
Well, he was.
Well, and a lot of times deserved.
Oh, sure.
You know, at least from my point of view. But I think once Tucker's out of the gig, does he feel bad about some of that stuff? Yeah. I mean, if I put it this way, Scott, I mean, and that's not on the level of Tucker and Chris Cuomo, but in the radio wars that you were in, say, in the 80s or 90s, mm-hmm. and shots you took at competitors, you know, when it was all said and done, you may actually end up having a beer with a guy 10 years later and being like, you know what, that was a good guy.
Well, the thing is, in today's environment, you probably end up working for him.
That's true, too.
Yeah, you never know now. Now it's different. But, yeah, back then, sure, you took shots all the time. I got shots taken of me.
Well, it's part of it. With this, and one of the points that Cuomo was trying to make is, you know, we're in this game where you have to take sides. And I think there's something to that. At the same time, right now, there really is a battle, at least in my mind, between sanity and crazy. Call it good and evil. You know, and yeah, there are, you know, some people that you can have conversations with and find common ground, and you may disagree on some policy issues. But then they're like the far left, some would say the far right, whatever, that won't find common ground with a whole lot of people. Mm-hmm. But all that being said, it was interesting to hear these guys in this interview. And without David here, Andres, just in case I didn't get all the cuss words. What?
On the button, please.
It makes you more nervous than anybody.
Yeah, I'm really nervous right now. Andres, do you know where the button is?
What's the worst thing that can happen?
He's got it.
What, we get the rest of the week off like David? Is that so bad? Come on.
Welcome to the Andres Show.
Got to risk it for the biscuit,
yeah,
man.
2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So as they're having this conversation, which part should I pick it up? You want me to play like old audio of Tucker ripping him?
Well, sure. Set it up. I think you have to, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, but that was fun. When Tucker ripped on him, that was fun.
Okay. I think this is a pretty good example. If you remember when the whole controversy of they were whipping Haitian migrants at the border. It was whipping. It wasn't.
No.
That was totally fake news. And Tucker had played clips of all these people on the left saying it was, you know, it was like slavery. And it harks back to this. And this is how it went down at the time on Fox.
To me, it does smack of a bygone era of slavery.
To me, who's never read a book in my life, it smacks of a bygone era. It is slavery to ride a horse through a crowd of people trying to invade our country.
That guy went to Yale Law School, in case you're wondering if the system is legitimate. Answer, no. Chris Cuomo really gets the credit he deserves for being the single dumbest person ever to perform on cable news. He makes Don Lemon look like a particle physicist. But the Biden administration is nothing if not attentive to CNN. They write the script. So here's the DHS secretary once again accusing...
And he goes on from there, but you get... And he would always play the videos of Chris Cuomo lifting weights and, you know, being all manly, whatever. So they're having this conversation, and Cuomo says, you know, I had... talked to you a few times, and different people had said, Tucker has changed. He's not the same guy he was.
And when I spoke to you recently, not in the beginning, but recently, you said, yeah, I'm not that guy anymore. What does that mean for you?
Well, it just, I mean, I had, I don't think I was playing a role ever. I was definitely used by your former employer and mine, CNN.
And he goes on to say, you know, at the time, and, you know, it was sort of, you know, division, all those sorts of things he's getting around to. And
but other than that, I have always, I think, been myself. But I just, you reach a stage in life where I don't feel like I have anything to prove, and I don't need to be nasty to people. I've done that. I have a PhD in it. You were probably the last person I was really, really nasty to. Sorry.
You got an A in that class, you bastard.
Thought was funny.
See, that's funny.
And then Cuomo's like, they start to move on in the conversation, but Cuomo's like, no, I want to know why you came after me so hard. Why me? You know? To me, it was an easy target. Oh, yeah. But anyway.
And, you know, we can go through different stuff that I say, that you say, because I still want to know why you came after me as much as you did.
Because I'm
a
dick. Because it was easy. Because I don't like CNN, and I really mean that in my heart of hearts. I really just don't.
But why me?
I don't know.
How can you not know? It was so intentional. It was so frequent.
Because people kept sending me videos from Instagram.
You.
It was you. I sent him the first video, and then he...
So then it's the producer going, it was me. Yeah, I sent him the videos, and I said, you got to react to this sort of thing.
What was wrong with me lifting weights? You're an outdoorsman.
But I just couldn't... I mean, I was pissed about the COVID thing. That is totally true. I didn't buy any of this from day one. That was totally real. But that's not... What I did was not really a pure refutation of your positions on COVID.
And then it goes on from there. Right. It's funny, man.
Well, you know, I mean, again, he was easy to mock.
Oh, yeah.
Because his ego is out of control. Remember when he came out of his basement?
Yeah.
After he had COVID and he was sweating. And, yeah, I was lifting weights. Sweat. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's part of it, man.
Yeah, man. That's what I do.
Yeah.
You idiot.
Well, one of the amazing things to me, I guess, was just from when we were covering it, talking about this stuff when it was going down and he was getting fired. Because, again, we had bets of when he would get fired.
Right.
Because of the whole thing with his brother. And anyway, that it was not only a shock to him, but he was downtrodden for months. Like, his wife had to tell him to get up off the mat. I think we were all thinking the guy's got millions banked, right? He was making crazy jack, and he was going to get a settlement out of that deal. What does he care? He can just go do whatever he wants. That wasn't it at all. He really wanted to be part of the conversation. And it seems like some of that's changed. He's on News Nation now.
Well, he's made fun of that, like, no one's watching me now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's this other part, and you know what? I can wait and play it a little bit later and make sure I get all the cussing out. But Cuomo was saying to Tucker, you know, when I talked to you, you were way better off dealing with it. It was like a favor to Tucker that he got fired because it kind of gave him freedom. And Cuomo, he was crushed. And then he talks about how he could twist Tucker into a knot if he wanted to physically. It's just, I enjoyed the conversation. I'll put it that way. It's not like all of a sudden I'm going to start watching Chris Cuomo's show. He's not a favorite of mine at all.
I've never seen a minute of it.
We've played clips from it.
I know we have. I've never seen a minute of it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I I'd rather not watch it than bitch about it. I'm just not going to participate.
Yeah, but if it's on TV, if we put it on in here, you'll watch it, and then you'll rage. And then people that listen to our show will love it.
In here, yeah, because it's a captive audience. And
yes.
We do have a big TV monitor, in case you're wondering.
Yes. Yeah. 82% of people in relationships keep their partner up at night.
Oh, yeah.
You say, like, from experience that you
believe
this is true.
Well, I think if you're having an issue within your relationship, there are times you don't sleep very well.
I don't think we're talking about strife.
Oh, you're talking about the...
snoring.
Oh, okay. I think you're talking about strife.
Nice tell, though, Scott. Tell. So a lot of times you're ticked off, you can't sleep, and you tick somebody off, and they can't sleep.
I just think
if
there's strife, yes, that sometimes will lead to sleeplessness, no matter what it is.
And then so when they're really ticked off and they roll over, they kind of do it with the covers, and they jerk it real quick like that because they're ticked off.
You've been talking to her?
Is that something that's okay?
That's what she claims. She claims I do. I don't think I do.
Oh, that you jerk the cover?
Yeah.
Honestly, I've never heard that.
Oh,
I think I could just start saying things
I'm
and
mad.
You'll admit it.
It's not because I'm mad. It's because I'm out of my mind. I'm sleeping. I don't know.
News update and much more straight ahead.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
All right, the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley. David Van Camp is out the rest of the week. There's Scott Robbins. Talked about this a number of times. Well, we just talked about what we're going to give Iran billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
There's the threat of China and Taiwan. And you look at the world in crisis, and you're wondering, okay, as far as me, my savings, my investments, is this going to be in, you know, affected somehow?
No, that's the bad news. The good news is it's not too late to diversify that old IRA or 401k into gold, and the Birch Gold Group can help. As opposed to a lot of other investments, gold thrives in these times of uncertainty. It's also a very important part of diversifying your savings.
Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. All you got to do is text MVCR to 989898 for a free info kit.
They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless four-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers. Let the pros at Birch Gold Group show you how easy it is to protect your finances through precious metals. Text MVCR to 989898 for a free info kit.
And that's 989898. Text MVCR right there. Okay. Mentioned Boeing, the problems that they've had. A lot of problems. I was listening to Daily Wire News, listen to a lot of different stuff, try to get a lot of news from a lot of different sources. And there was something that stuck out to me, and it was reported, failing New York Times, Megan Basham was on this. And I don't know if you had heard this yet. Sometimes I like to just play things and get your reactions, Scott.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, according to the New York Times, which broke this story, those problems included things like a mechanic lubricating a door seal with Dawn liquid soap.
What?
And another checking.
What?
Dawn liquid soap. Yeah. Is he getting a ring off his finger or lubricating a door of an airplane? What's going on?
Is that common? See, we don't know, but it doesn't sound good, does it?
No.
A door seal with Dawn liquid soap and another checking a door seal with a hotel key card. God. Regulators also found problems with Boeing's primary supplier of materials. And when they tested Boeing engineers on quality control processes, the average score was only 58%. So after failing its audit, the FAA has stopped production expansion of the Boeing 737, and it has told the company it has 90 days to provide an action plan for exactly how it's going to address these issues.
58%? How?
I think I know how it happens, but I don't know for sure.
Okay.
But this sounds very much like you're doing DEI.
Are you suggesting?
I am suggesting. Now, I don't, again, I have no evidence, mind you. It's just a hunch I'm playing here.
Well, that's been discovered in some other businesses.
Yes.
And so now you wonder. And that, honestly, you could take a step back and say that's one of the big issues with DEI.
Yeah.
Because you don't look at different jobs where, you know what, they earned it, they got there. I don't, people don't care for the most part. I'll say most people don't care. As far as race, anything like that.
Right.
Okay. As long as you can do the job, fantastic. But when you see all these other examples of, well, we just needed X amount of people from this race, like, wait a second. And then you find out, well, they really couldn't do the job. Oh, my goodness. And yeah, I think it's one of those things where people will wonder. And that's the problem. Because the people that do earn it, you have other people looking at them saying, okay, are they really very good at their job, or are they just there because of the color of their skin?
Yeah. One
it's of
the
terrible
other needs for Dawn dish soap, though, didn't we, huh? Wow, who knew?
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Oh, I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp is out the rest of the week. Back on Monday, there's Scott Robbins. A lot of talk about the Biden transcripts with special counsel's Robert Hur. And will we ever actually hear it? Probably not.
No, I doubt it.
But parts of the transcript are out there, and this was part of the hearing yesterday on Capitol Hill, and Democrats upset that Hur said, well, he's, you know, too old, really. Charge him with it. I don't think a jury will convict. They'll look at him like a sympathetic old man. Means well, but doesn't have it all together. Democrats very upset with that. I mean, you ever look at the polling about people who say, well, he's too old, which means it's not so much the age. He doesn't have it all together. But they keep fighting it and saying, no, behind closed doors, he is as sharp as ever. You just don't see it the way we see it.
Hawk and Claw sauce, where is she? There you go.
Whatever. You got to just ignore all that stuff.
Golly.
He's great. He's on top of his game. Morning, Joe. Joe Scarborough.
Oh, God.
Best he's ever been, ever.
I was on the list. I'm not going to take your time, but you know.
Sharp as a tack.
Yeah, you know, why don't we have any video evidence of this? Why don't people show him in his cabinet meetings being sharp as a tack? Why don't they show him, in a situation where he's got all his faculties together?
Because it doesn't exist.
Of course it doesn't exist. You just say it.
Yes.
I've never seen him sharper. How does...
It doesn't look... And you mentioned from the polling with the State of the Union, he did not get a bump.
No, and nobody believes it. They just looked at him as a guy yelling at clouds again. It wasn't unifying.
No.
It was out there to show that they had him all, you know, gassed up on joy juice or whatever.
It didn't seem to work.
No, but he started 100 miles an hour, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
And he came out of the gate flying, man.
Oh, yeah.
Cadence was hot. The speech was fast.
Needed to show energy.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and it started to wear off as time went on, but.
Yeah, it didn't work so well.
You know, and the bar is so low, he didn't shake hands with anybody dead.
Right. As long as there was nothing awful.
That's where we are with this. Yeah.
Yeah. And so now, out on the trail, and the Democrats say, this case is closed. This is done. But yeah. it's terrible. This guy wants another job. He wants Trump to win, so he'd give him a job.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's buying any of that
either.
And there's a lot of panic right now with the black vote. Joe is out there trying to tell black voters, I've got your back. I'm the guy. He's not making the mistake yet that he did last time around. You don't vote for me, you ain't black.
Oh, there's time.
Yeah, might be doing that. But certainly, you know, he's done outreach over the last several months and trying to be, you know, hanging with the right people, I guess.
LLJ Cool J.
Might mess up.
That's my favorite part.
I know.
I don't even know what that is.
Is he trying to save it
cool
because he butchered the name? And then if you just put an at the end, it kind of saves it, maybe?
LLJ Cool J.
What was that?
I don't know. It's great, though. Oh, my goodness. So people are talking about that today. Man, people are talking about Haiti. It's insanity. Going on there right now, and it's sad for the people that live there and for the Americans that are trying to get out. A lot of missionary work that goes on in Haiti. As a matter of fact, a Republican rep from Florida, Corey Mills, helped rescue a group from Haiti. And check this. This is the third rescue of U.S. citizens that he's been a part of, and that's all during the Biden administration. He told Fox News, I am proud to report that my team and I were successful in evacuating and rescuing a trapped and at-risk group of Americans from the Have Faith Orphanage in Haiti last night. So this mission reiterates a disturbing reality under President Biden's leadership. American lives are continually jeopardized. I have led missions to rescue Americans multiple times when Joe Biden has deserted them. So there's a clear pattern of abandonment. Talking about rescue missions in Afghanistan when we had the military drawdown in 2021, and then the rescue of Americans from Israel in late 2023. People seem to have forgotten about that, too.
Yeah.
Said yet again, this group was left behind by Biden and his State Department after requesting their help in country. She had another group of Marines going into the embassy to protect it.
Did you see where they flew Mitch Albom out of there?
I did see that.
Yeah, that was weird.
The writer.
I saw that one. The writer.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was there in an orphanage, helping out in an orphanage in Haiti. And when
we both have a lot of different friends that have done multiple mission trips
to Haiti.
Yes.
He was there on a mission trip and got caught, and they smuggled him out in the middle of the night somewhere and got him on a plane and got him out of there.
Man, oh, man.
Went through Port-au-Prince somehow. And again, wow.
Yeah. Keeping an eye on that story. And
yeah, I mean, this is a collapse.
Oh.
An out-and-out collapse.
But don't call it a bleephole country. That'd be just too offensive.
You see what DeSantis is doing now, by the way?
What is DeSantis
doing? He is ordering the National Guard on his border. Because what he's afraid of is thousands pouring in, Haitian refugees pouring into Florida.
Right.
So he's stiffened it up.
Getting the horses and whips from Texas in there?
Yes. And he's got people.
It's a joke, by the way.
He's got people, you know, in the air.
Right.
He's got people in the sea. He's got people everywhere right now that are tip and also lined them up across the border. That, again, I mean, he'll take a critical beating for this, I'm sure. But
what? Protecting his citizens?
Yeah, he's protecting his citizens against an onslaught, another onslaught of people coming from Haiti.
Man, oh, man.
And they're coming now.
Other news. We know the trans issues with kids. It's sad. It's disgusting. I played you a clip earlier, was Dr. Phil with Jordan Peterson. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got psychiatry, psychology. You know, this guy's been around the game for a long time. And talking about the different organizations and doctors that are just silent on this. Because they know better. Given a 12-year-old puberty blockers. That's crazy. Who was it that just banned it? UK.
Yeah, UK did.
Yeah, it shouldn't happen. It starts with Jordan Peterson, and then it gets Dr. Phil. And I'm glad these guys are saying what they're saying.
This epidemic has revealed a cowardice among my peers that I would have never believed possible. A level of pathological silence and enabling that runs against absolutely everything that the psychotherapeutic enterprise in principle was designed to forestall. So it's a hideous situation.
Well, yeah, and he of course got in trouble, mm-hmm. Canada, for saying things like that.
Well, we've seen the it's more than just silence, I'm afraid, because we've seen the American Psychological Association, the American Psychiatric Association, the American Medical Association, the Academy of Endocrinology, on and on, that have all signed off on it. And
right, they're complicit, not just silent.
Yeah, and I've never seen anything else where these organizations or professions had less evidence that something didn't cause long-term harm before they signed off on it, ever.
Yet you just look at the statistics, it doesn't make any sense. It's sad and, again, disgusting. Saw this story. Oh, my goodness. I think this might be one of your worst fears. You got a few. This might
be
up there.
Several.
This 52-year-old dude in Florida,
mm-hmm.
History of migraines.
Yeah.
No fun. Recently saw a doctor. They were getting worse.
Mm.
So they're more severe than usual and then lasting longer.
Yeah.
He'd have like a headache for a week straight, and it went on like that for 4 months.
Oh, my.
He finally got a new diagnosis. Turns out it wasn't migraines.
No.
He had a tapeworm in his head.
God dang it. Oh, man.
Should I have given you a trigger warning on that one? It's not funny for
this
guy.
Did they remove the tapeworm then? You got to get the whole thing, because don't those grow back? I mean, if you don't get it all.
Your reaction, dude, is killing me.
God, well, the whole idea of a worm in your head just floating around in your brain.
Oh.
Gosh dang it. Man.
They figured out he had eaten some old bacon that went bad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He likes his bacon soft.
Well, it's the temptress. The bacon. Yeah.
If he'd have cooked it more, it probably would have killed the parasite hiding inside it. But the tapeworm got into his brain and laid eggs.
God!
Now I'm even itching.
Dang! Jeez.
Thankfully, he's all right. Gave him a deworming medication. Not a joke. Serious.
Really?
Yes. Channeling by there. Not a joke. Not a joke. No, they really did give him not horse dewormer, but a deworming medication that's sometimes used in large dogs. His symptoms improved like 2 weeks later after taking that.
So you got to wear one of those collars now?
Not that I'm aware of.
Fend it off.
Oh, my goodness.
Golly.
Poor guy. At least they figured it out. Man, yeah, gosh. We're itching like crazy now.
Gosh.
Okay. Much more to get to. Oh, there's a hilarious part of this interview that Tucker Carlson did with Chris Cuomo. You got to hear that in a news update coming up.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop.
Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley. David Van Camp is out for the rest of the week. There's Scott Robbins.
Okay.
A few different things going on today. Well, one, I should just get to this. This is the last clip I'll play from this conversation. This was Tucker Carlson and Chris Cuomo. They haven't liked each other for years.
Oh, no.
It's not a secret. Both got fired from their networks. The Tucker one was surprising. The Chris Cuomo one, not so much.
Not really.
But Chris Cuomo did reach out to Tucker Carlson when he got fired. And they've had some conversations since and then do this sit-down together. And I'm just curious what you think of Chris Cuomo with the clip I'm going to play where this thing really affected him, like more than I would have guessed. Figured, man, that guy's got millions of dollars. What does he care? That big a deal. But anyway, I just want to get your vibe if you are buying what he's selling here.
I had time to think about all this when I got canned and to go back and look at what I had been about and what I had done and what I had not done. And if I were going to come back, because, you know, you're tougher than I am. Not physically. I would literally twist you like a bandit. but you are, you had more resilience about this than I did. I still feel like I'm on one knee and getting back up. And what motivated me to come back was two things, three things. One, my wife told me I had to. Two, you know, she was like, you got to get up. And, you know, we got kids. You got to get up. You got to do something with your life.
By the way, are you surprised that he is actually admitting these sorts of things?
Yeah, like, a little bit.
Do you think he's humbled?
Yeah, I do think he's been humbled. Yeah,
sounds like it.
Yeah. But I also think this is a guy whose identity was wrapped up in what he did.
Yeah, I think this has happened to a lot of different people when they've lost a job.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, after a while, I mean, there's sympathy from a spouse, but the way he tells it, that ran out at some point.
That is helping people and making something of this place. That's what we're supposed to be about. You are not about that right now. You are you're a space rug right now. That's what you are. You're a 230-pound lump on the floor. Get up, do something with your life. Okay. So
was that your response? Okay.
My response was, get away from me and my bottle.
Which is what a lot of people, I suppose, would think. So, and we played different parts before. If you forget how rough Tucker used to be on Chris Cuomo, pretty hilarious. I mean, that one little example.
Chris Cuomo really gets the credit he deserves for being the single dumbest person ever to perform on cable news. He makes Don Lemon look like a particle physicist.
So anyway, Chris Cuomo still wanted to know, why did you come after me so hard? Because it really seemed like you came after me hard.
Because I'm a dick, probably. Because it was easy. Because I don't like CNN, and I really mean that in my heart of hearts. I really just don't.
But why me?
But there's something else we found out. And that's that Chris Cuomo's relatives loved it when Tucker made fun of him. His in-laws. That had to sting.
It was me taking the cheap shots, which I'm not always above. And but you should be. You should be above that.
Did it feel good when you would come after me like
felt
that?
A little dirty. Felt a little dirty.
Dirty good or dirty
good? You know, I'm not really a dirty good guy. You know what I mean?
Because like, you enjoyed it. Let me tell you.
There is no shame in the room. No, I guess cameras aren't picking up all the people sitting here. But I mean, in the sense that.
See, this gets funny to me. I don't know if you think it's weird.
Yeah, well,
or funny.
It is.
You know, I don't want to use any kind of sexual metaphor, but there is one for this. It's like something you shouldn't be doing, but there's kind of the animal thrill of doing something wrong, I guess, is what I would say.
You loved it. You loved it, and it worked
but
for
I
you.
But I will say this.
And my in-laws watch you. Do you know how hard it is to deal with having your in-laws enjoy a joke that makes you want to, you know, do bad things that are going to cost you civil litigation money? And
somebody did say, you know, Chris Cuomo is a lot bigger than you. Maybe you should be careful.
It's pretty funny. It's 2 hours, man.
Yeah.
They talk about Russia, Ukraine, a lot of different issues. It was just interesting.
I think it's interesting they came together like that.
Yeah, I did too. By the way, if you do happen to lose a job and you're looking for another one, having to see this earlier in the week.
Yeah.
It's things that can torpedo your chances in a job interview. And it's always amazing to me the people that don't know these sorts of things.
Yeah.
Yes. Have you ever heard of anyone asking the employer to cover their interview-related expenses, like tolls or parking? Like, you know, I had to get on this toll road to get here for the interview. Apparently people do that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to do. Or if you talk about your personal life too much.
Yeah.
All your hobbies, all your kids, all that stuff. I mean, you know, you can glance on it a little bit, but not stay there too long. Or too much name dropping. You love that one, Scott.
No, I don't. I freaking hate that because it happens all the time in our business.
Well, you know, I worked with.
You know, Joe Rasputin up in Bellingham, Washington. Yeah, that cat. Now, that guy was a talent.
Exaggerating, people can see through it, and then asking too many questions at the end of an interview. I know you love that, too. How much time do I get off? Things like that. Yeah.
No, that's nuts.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Okay, I was asked David, since you're here, Scott, he's not. What's the biggest story today?
I think probably the biggest story is the TikTok ban that is Congress has approved, and it's been kicked out of the Senate. If they approve, then it goes to the president to sign into law.
Well, not necessarily a ban.
No, it's not
they
a ban. They got to divest it. The Chinese company, what is it?
ByteDance.
ByteDance owns it now, and they have to divest. They got 165 days to unload it, or they will ban it.
If the Senate passes it.
Yeah, if the Senate passes it, which I got to believe it flew through Congress that the Senate will pass it.
We shall see. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And a lot of reaction to that, no doubt about it. And then you got your big three, the trifecta, straight ahead right here. Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. The millennial David Van Camp off for a few days back on Monday. Of course, the sexy boomer, Scott Robbins, got the trifecta in just a few. A lot of stuff going on. New York Post headline, United Airlines reports fifth incident in over a week as U.S.-bound flight returns to Australia. Boeing 777 suffered a mid-air fuel leak. Was forced to make an emergency landing, marking the fifth incident the airline reported in little over a week. Wow. It's a 14-hour flight from Sydney to San Francisco, but only 2 hours into the flight, they had to be redirected over a maintenance issue. Making you a little nervous, isn't it?
Well, it should.
People are reminding everyone, hey, 2023, safest year to fly.
Oh, I know.
So you know. See all this stuff in the news. Wheels falling off, doors flying off.
Gas blown out of the... I mean, come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that emergency landing in Texas. the Boeing 737 with the flames.
Yeah.
Exploded from one of the jet engines.
Right.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Just part of the show.
They don't charge extra.
Right, yeah.
For that.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel, man. Yeah, that's a lot in a very short amount of time. You know, there is a story out there that's really intriguing. I'm just going to get right to your trifecta because I know you have it in there. And I don't understand it yet, but you're going to explain it.
Well, I'm going to try to. I don't know if I can or not.
It is odd, to say the least.
Oh, my gosh.
So let's roll in.
Are you ready? It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, Scott Robbins' top three stories of the day, the trifecta, helped by his hero.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Hello, Casey. You didn't even give me a chance. I was going to say hello. You just went right to it.
Got you. I'm ready.
Okay, I got it. Jeez.
Three.
Man.
Three.
I heard you. Ark, I get knocked back on my heels sometimes by how quickly he moves things along. Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Sanders.
This isn't the story.
No,
I was
talking about. Okay. That's my last story. The headliner today.
Okay.
Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Sanders said on Tuesday, that was yesterday, that the state would ban the use of X on driver's licenses and state IDs. Now, they're not the only state doing this. And they say this is not going to happen in my state. She had made the announcement yesterday, said they would rescind the previous administration procedure that allowed people to use an X designation instead of male or female on their state-issued IDs. The ID must now align with the gender on the person's birth certificate. She said, quote, "This policy is just common sense. Only women give birth. Men shouldn't play women's sports, and there are only two genders. As long as I'm the governor, Arkansas state government will not endorse this nonsense."
There you go.
Current Arkansas residents who have an X on their IDs can continue to use them, as they will be valid until they expire. Then they got to be updated, either male or female.
Boy, you'd really trigger people if you said the X. That means you're on the social media platform?
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Now, on with the countdown.
Yeah, the Scott Robbins trifecta, the top three of the day.
Two.
Following one of the weirdest State of the Union addresses ever given by a president, who spent nearly an hour yelling at us, we all realize Bidenomics may not be the gem the White House is portraying it to be. I know it's a shocker. A lot of you are, by the way, oh, wait a minute. Now we have a disconnect going on, and the disconnect is fairly big. Family Dollar and Dollar Tree stores are now, because they're owned by the same people, are now going to close 1,000 stores nationwide.
Really?
Family Dollar will close 600 the first half of 2024 and 370 stores over the next several years as the leases expire. Dollar Tree, which owns Family Dollar, said they will close at least 30 stores when their leases expire. There's no money in it. I mean, even the dollar stores are like, hey, man, inflation is killing us here.
Wow.
It's a kick in the pants. We got to close these. And we realize that for a lot of customers, this is like they're one of their bread and butter places, right? I mean, the Dollar Generals are everywhere.
You frequent them.
I used to.
Yeah. More what did you get there?
I used to get my mom's groceries there.
Really?
Yeah. Because every town has a convenience store.
Yeah.
And a Dollar General. It seems like all of them do.
I just never go in one.
You've
so
never been
know.
In a Dollar General?
It's been years.
There's one not too far from here. I used to get cleaning supplies in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly, if you asked me a bunch of different trivia questions of what is stocked there, I really could not tell you.
Yeah, I quit getting the cleaning supplies there. Now I just hook up the hose and just hose down everything.
And the countdown continues.
Yeah. Scott Robbins' trifecta, top three. I'm looking forward to this.
And finally, one.
Well, it's been a long day. You sit down in front of the TV, you flip through the channels, you see a familiar face, grabs your attention, especially when it's been a while since you've seen this person on TV. And you watch this, and you think, really? That's the first reaction I think most people have. And then you're like, this can't be true, right? Well, this is a governor of a state endorsing a product that doesn't exist in her state.
Okay.
Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota.
Yeah.
is endorsing Texas Smile.
All right.
For new veneers they put in after she had a biking accident while riding bikes with her kids. She like face planted it.
And how long ago?
I don't know. Her new grill has been put in, though, by something called Smile Texas. And she did a commercial for him, an infomercial.
Yeah, you had me go and grab this. I mean,
dude, this is so bizarre.
Okay.
Well, hi, I'm Christine Noem. I'm the governor of South Dakota and had the opportunity to come to Smile Texas to fix my teeth, which has been absolutely amazing. For years, I have needed to have an adjustment to my teeth from a biking accident, and they have been absolutely phenomenal. Years ago, I was out bike riding with all of my kids when they were little and had a biking accident and knocked out all of my front teeth. And so several years ago, I did a consultation here at Smile Texas and did it by Zoom, but could never quite find the time. And recently...
Wow.
It's crazy. How nuts is that? A sitting, I mean, a sitting governor.
Well, I suppose you don't want a jacked up grill when you're the governor. You know?
No, but I mean, you're doing an infomercial for the company that did it for you, and you're a sitting governor? That's weird.
Well, okay. I mean, I get what you're saying in a way, but I take it she got it done free, or they're paying her now.
Even worse.
Okay.
Paid endorsements.
Think through this for a second. You're Texas. All right. Certainly not, you know, all Republican, but heavy. She's an attractive woman. Many people have said that.
Yeah.
Nice smile. Okay, for anybody else that's thinking about this, not a terrible person to pick to endorse your product. And I don't know how much
it costs.
No,
but who thought that was a good idea to have a sitting governor do this?
Well, do you think it's bad for...
I don't think it's good for her. No.
Okay, so it's not bad for the company.
No, I think it's great for the company. I think it's bad for South Dakota.
People in South Dakota are never going to see it, are they?
But what if I... Well, they just did. I mean, it's all over the place.
Really?
Yeah.
Like on cable TV and stuff?
Well, it will be, I'm sure. I mean, do they not sell veneers in South Dakota anywhere that I can go there and get them done?
I don't know, man.
Good golly, man. Brazilian butt lift and Nancy Pelosi next? Hi, I'm Nancy Pelosi.
I mean, this thing goes on for like 5 minutes.
Oh, it's an infomercial. It is literally an infomercial, yes.
Should I just like pick it back up like 3 minutes in?
Well, you can if you want, yeah.
Just to get a vibe?
Constructed and back, and I came back just 7 days later and had the final install done and the work completed. So it was amazing to me how flexible this team was with my schedule.
Okay.
Jeez.
So they're basically saying, listen, you got some messed up stuff. I don't know about the people local around you, but you fly in here.
Yeah.
You're going to get taken care of.
We'll take care of you.
I don't think a whole lot of people can do that, can they? You afford to be able to do that?
No.
Wouldn't think.
They probably sent the jet to get her. Big Texas Smile jet came and picked her up. I don't know, man. I read it and I thought, man, this is bizarre. Wait, Mike Johnson going to be wearing a Pennzoil patch on his sleeve of his jacket now? Sell advertising?
Well, I don't think he's going to have to go three states over for an oil change. I don't think that's the deal.
No, it's just to promote the product, though.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you were the governor, okay, and you got a new head of hair, all right, and it looked good.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, man, here's, you know, a couple hundred grand to endorse this hair replacement product. Would you be on it?
Well, I could be bought for anything. Yeah, I mean, whatever.
I want to look up something really quick with Christy Noem because the betting odds on her being Trump's pick for vice president.
Yeah, well.
Exactly where are we at with that now? Maybe you're right. Maybe this has hurt her. She was leading a while back.
Yeah, I know.
And Tim Scott took the lead. Now he's at 23%. She's at 12.1%. That's as far down as she's ever been. Smile looks good.
It's a good-looking smile. Yep.
Yeah, we'll say that.
Golly.
No, you're right. That's a pretty odd story.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Okay. Well, nice job with the three.
And there you have it.
Yes, always. Okay, there's something else. There's a couple of different stories that, man, we're going to have time to get to this stuff. I hope so. One real quick. Do you still chew gum?
Yeah. Not as often as I used to, but I still chew gum.
Did you hear what happened to chewing gum over the last 4 years?
No.
With the pandemic?
No.
People weren't out as much. You're not at work. People not worried about their breath. The sales went down the tubes.
Wow.
So you can see that, but, you know, a lot of things, you know, have rebounded. Gum has not. I mean, you're looking at like 32% fewer sales now than 2018.
That's amazing. Really?
I didn't realize there was that much of a drop.
I haven't bought much, though.
No? I like gum.
I like gum, too.
Say Gen X was the biggest generation on gum. Growing up on Bubblicious and all that crap, probably. Yeah. All right, we got to get to a real news update. And Nimrod's in the news. Straight ahead, right here.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley. David Van Camp out for a few days. There's Scott Robbins. Opening day is coming up pretty quick. And there's a big basketball tournament this month. It's a good time to check out Prize Picks. It's the easiest way to play daily fantasy sports because you're just playing against numbers.
Yeah, you pick 2 to 6 players, pick a stat projection, and choose more or less. There's no sharks swimming around to worry about. All you do is pick more or less.
They also offer injury insurance, so you stay in play even if one of your players gets hurt. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy.
Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports. You can now win, get this, up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You could turn $10 into a grand. On college basketball, pro basketball, baseball, even esports, if that's your thing.
Download the app today and use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, that's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100.
Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
And news update for you. We've heard a lot about the Muslim vote in a number of different areas are not going to vote for Joe Biden.
Right.
If he doesn't change his stance on Israel,
right?
Get more aid to Gaza, and you know, tell Netanyahu to stop all that stuff. Ceasefire now, all that. Ilhan Omar was asked, well, "Are you going to vote for Trump? Are you going to vote for Biden? Or are you going to stay out?" Of course, I'll vote for Biden over Trump. Like, well, of course.
Yeah.
So, do you really think that amount of people would just stay away and not vote at all?
No, not significantly enough. I don't think so.
That's
no.
been a big fear, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're scared of everything.
But, I mean, you know, there's a lot that can happen. It's early. It's March. You look at the polling right now, and you listen to people that you think know their stuff. They say this is a lot to overcome for Biden, and it's not like it's not going to be gaffe after gaffe when they put him out there. And a lot of people don't think he's going to make it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see panic going on with the left all over the place.
Yes, sir.
And it's probably warranted. All right, time for Nimrods. Let's roll it out.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrods in the News. We start in Michigan. Police responded to a burglary alarm Sunday night. There was a break-in at a, well, correctional facility, but it had been closed since 2009.
A break-in?
Yes.
Okay.
They get there. They found a smashed glass door. Later saw a 42-year-old dude, his name's Cody Bellamy, walking out. He had driven a 2015 Lexus to the prison, and then when cops looked inside it, they found stolen jewelry, cash, burglary tools, and an unregistered firearm.
Wow.
So he was arrested and hit with four charges, including breaking and entering and possession of burglary tools. So it's still unclear what he was doing. He had told police, I was just walking around taking a look. They didn't buy it. If he was thinking there was something in there that he could steal, there's nothing in there.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been anything of value there in years.
Well, what do you find a shiv or something somewhere?
I don't know what you're looking for. It's really interesting. Somebody's put something away. Not sure. Then we go to Nebraska. Woman there figured out a glitch at a gas station. It would give her free gas if she swiped a rewards card twice.
Mm.
Did it once and like, oh my gosh, this works. I get it free. She kept doing it and kept doing it. She has been arrested. Accused of stealing more than $27,000 in gas.
Wow.
In 6 months' time.
Dang. That's a lot of driving.
Is that something where, hey, if you give me $50, I'll fill your tank?
Oh, I'm sure there was some of that
sort of
going
thing.
On.
You could
yeah.
pay me off, you know? Some people say, well, I mean, it was a glitch. No, you can't take advantage of the situation like that. They're not going to put up with that.
Wow.
Then we have a 60-year-old naked dude arrested at a clothing optional beach. Apparently, he took things too far with a sign that invited people to investigate him gently. Ugh. And then, lastly, going back to Nebraska, teen there caught going 117 miles an hour in a 55. What are you doing? Why are you going so fast? I'll be honest, I was in a rush to meet with my girlfriend.
Well, you know.
Are
love,
you saying
man.
You, are you saying you understand?
That's love.
And
gotta
that's
get there now.
Nimrod's in the News.